Human beings sometimes feel that they are the center of the universe. They feel that human life and human society are the focus and tend not to see beyond that. Perhaps you find yourself in a place where you're wrapped up in your human experience and your human life, in being a human being, in your family, your friends, your job, your desires, your struggles. And you forget the context of your life, because the context of your life moves beyond your relationships with other people. You live as a part of an integral, interwoven, universal fabric of life. All the living beings on this planet are a part of that life. All of the plants, the animals, the ecosystems of this world exist in a balance, and you are part of that balance. Your human society is part of that balance, part of the wholeness of existence. Your very existence is not possible without the plants and animals of this world. You would have no food. The systems of life make your life possible. The context of your life is larger than the people you see every day and the buildings you live in. And the life on this planet is not out of a context also, because the life on this planet is an evolution of the planet itself. This is a living planet. It produces life, and that life produces life in an interwoven, interconnected network, a matrix which is part of the planet itself. But this planet does not live without a context. Without a central sun, other planets, stars, a galaxy in which it's part of. The galaxy is part of other galaxies, part of a vast, vast network of life, vast network of creation, beyond the ken of the human mind. The context of your life is large. You are a part of a vast network of life, of existence. When you forget the context of your existence, you become absorbed in the pain and pleasure of daily life in human society. You become out of balance because you're out of context. It's only when you bring forward the context of your existence that your life begins to be in balance. You begin to experience the wholeness of being. And this physical universe does not exist out of context either. This vast, vast creation, this vast network of life, exists within the context of a subtle mind, subtle being. So it exists in the physical world, but it exists in subtle form in the subtle world. And then in more subtle form, creation abides in the layers of the cosmos, in the locus of this world. Creation abides. From this experience of creation and manifestation lies within the context of subtle existence that lies within the context of the cosmic mind, a vast, vast intelligence, conscious, aware being, and the creative force of the universe, the manifestation, the creativity of existence, prakriti, the pure essence of being, purusha. Together they form the universe. Together they form all of creation, subtle and crude. And you, as a living being, exist not only in this physical world, but you exist as a soul, as the Atman. And you have a subtle layers to your existence, aura, or subtle realms of your own existence, the koshas, the layers of the mind, become more and more subtle from the outer physical body and the desire mind to the intellectual and rational, to the intuitive, to the realm of knowledge and the realm of bliss, of connectedness to the whole. So you are in a larger context. Your existence lies in the context of the cosmic mind, of the Paramatma, and in the Atman, in your soul, existing as awareness, as beingness, as infinite love, melded into that cosmic existence. There is nothing that separates you from the whole, but your belief in your individuality, your belief that you're separate. As you believe that you live in a separate society of people and their creations and buildings and furniture and communication systems, you become absorbed in the outer creation and forget the context of your existence, which is both vast and subtle. You are a part of infinite being, of the truth of reality. There is no one, there is nothing that is outside of this vast cosmic preview. Without consciousness, without the knowingness of your experience, what would be your experience? There must be someone to know your experience. Otherwise, it is devoid of relevance. It ceases to exist without a knower, without someone, some awareness to know what happens. So you know your own existence. You know the existence of everything that you experience through your senses and your body. But it isn't the body that knows. The body is a vehicle. It is awareness, consciousness, purusha, that knows you exist. And when that knower is focused on your spectrum of existence, your own experience, that is your Atman, your soul. In this vast cosmos, in this vast network of life that you are a part of, not only on the earth, but the earth a part of a solar system and a galaxy and a universe, there is one fundamental theme that runs through all of this creation. The universal nature of the self. The self of yourself is the same self as the self of the deer in the meadow, the cat, the dog, the plants in the garden. Without this self, this larger self, this witnessing consciousness, nothing would exist. Creation occurs within the context of witnessing, within the context of conscious, intelligent awareness. Human beings are small replicas of this cosmic existence. As a human being, you have the ability to create ideas, inventions, systems, art. There are so many avenues that your creativity can move in. But you have that capacity of creativity, which comes from that intelligent, aware consciousness, which has created your existence, out of which you are formed. As the moon is reflected in puddles of water, so many puddles can be there, with the bright moon reflected in each, so that same consciousness, that same existence is reflected in each and every living being. And in human beings, the physical structure allows for a very full reflection. The difference between animal life and human life is not a human body, which is an animal body, but the capacity of the human body to house a nervous system that can bring forward a developed consciousness. not only in the intellectual sphere developed due to brain power, that can be achieved without human existence. Human existence is the ability to know your own self, the ability to self-reflect, to ask, who am I? Why am I here? What is my existence about? And from there, to discover your own essential nature, the divinity of the self within you. There is a self that identifies itself as an ego, as I. That's your small self, the self that says, I am a person living in a body who has sensory experiences, a mind, senses, desires. But there's a deeper self within you, a self that is part of this interwoven, interconnected nature of all existence. And the ability to know that self is the speciality of human existence. If a person's life is lived just gaining food and shelter, without this introspective journey to deeply know oneself, that is simply an animal life lived in an animal body. There is no difference. The deer in the forest loves its life as you love your life. The deer in the forest wants comfort, food, loves its offspring, wants to procreate, wants shelter in the storm. Your physical existence is not so different. Your desires in this physical world are not so different from those of any other being in any form. Your uniqueness is your ability to self-reflect, to know your own self, to look deeply within and discover the larger context of your existence. So do not let human society put you to sleep, dreaming the dreams of desires, wanting only to acquire those things of the physical world, thinking that you are simply a part of a human society without realizing your larger context. Don't be lulled into unconsciousness. Rather, awaken from this dream, this illusion of yourself, and find your deeper nature. Find the self of yourself. Find the aware, intelligent essence of being. And that essence is often best described as love, as truth, as bliss. It is called divine because your deepest essence is more than human. It is something greater. It is the whole context in which life abides. It is that creative awareness, intelligent consciousness, which has spun the pattern of creation both in the subtle universe and in the crude universe. That self is vast beyond comprehension. The human brain is not capable of knowing that self. But the human heart is capable, for that is a conscious awareness that supersedes the intelligence of the brain, that is more vast in its expansiveness. Your aware feeling consciousness can know the infinite that is beyond words, beyond the type of intelligence that your body contains. It is a vast intelligence, a knowingness beyond the comprehension of the brain. It is a light, a love, an infinite essence, a vast wisdom, a vast creative capacity, a vast love. It is pure being, pure essence, the knower of all things. That is your true self. And it is your capacity, your ability to know that infinite self. That is the special distinction of your humanity, the definition of your humanity. Your ability to go beyond the definitions of the physical into the realm of the infinite, to move beyond the ordinary of the senses into the extraordinary, into the source of your being. And to allow that love to be in you consciously. This is the deep context of your existence. All right, let's go.